You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, and I'm in the studio now here with Adam Ferranti and Andrew Chu from Yarra, and we're going to be talking about a new venture that's coming up in the Yarra Valley, the Maker's Market. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning, Cora.
What a wonderful new idea that you have, Andrew, to team up with Adam to support Yarra and to support artists with this venture of teaming up together and having a maker's market in the Yarra Valley. Tell us a bit about how you came to this idea.
I guess like any good idea, it was a pretty organic idea, and I've known Adam for a while, and so I said, how about we do a maker's market in the Yarra Valley? And he said, yes, let's do it.
Yeah.
And it was pretty much just a on-the-spot moment, and yeah, we decided to do it, and it's been a interesting journey so far to try and find a venue and get it off the ground. But yeah, it's launching next week, and really excited to see what happens with the first market.
So Andrew, you're the director at Yarra, at Yarra Valley Arts Art Space and Hub, and you've got a lot of new ideas. You know, there's been exhibitions, there's been talk shops, there's been... So when you first started as director, was this one of the ideas that you had tucked away, or did you come up with this idea after you'd began working at Yarra?
I think after I began, and it all comes back to trying to make our project really sustainable. And by doing large events like this and outside of the gallery, it allows more scope for us to grow, more exposure.
More awareness
for what we're trying to do.
Bringing people from the city down to the Yarra Valley.
Yeah, and these guys do such a great job with Rose Street and Heidi Markets. So, I mean, it's a big goal for us to have someone like this come out and work with us. So, yeah. Really happy.
I guess I should say, you know, tell us about Yarra, Andrew, because, you know, some people may not know about it. It's fairly new.
Yeah, so Yarra's been running for the last 6 months. It's a new art gallery in the heart of Hillsville on Marinda Highway. And we started off, we were lucky enough to get a bequest to start off this project. So all the money's come through philanthropic money. It's part of Yarra Valley Arts, which has been running for the last 30 years.
It's a not-for-profit.
Not-for-profit. So we have members, and we have exhibitions every month. So we kicked off in, I don't know, I think it was maybe April of this year with 4 members' exhibitions. And the whole principle of what we're trying to do with our programming is to bring more awareness. And so a couple of times this year we've invited some high-profile artists to come and exhibit alongside our Yarra Valley artists. And it's only to raise awareness of what we're trying to do and the calibre of the art that's being generated in the valley. There's some incredible artists. And so, yeah, it's been an interesting journey over the last 6 months. I'm really looking forward to a holiday. It's been a pretty full-on journey.
It has been full-on. It's been go, go, go there. There's been so many things happening. It's such a busy hub at the moment. And the thing that you're doing that everyone's appreciating is that you're building relationships. And here is another relationship that you've already had, but now you're bringing on board and connecting, and it's with Adam Ferranti. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I'm the founder and current director of the Rose Street Artist Market, which is it's an artist facility in Fitzroy, and it was created 18 years ago for artists to be able to sell their wares to the general public. And that came out of the early 90s crisis. A lot of artists came out of art school, like myself. There was a financial crash. A lot of galleries were closing down or charging exuberant rates to either show or their cut on commission. And so we came across a dead space in the back streets of Fitzroy, and we basically recreated market space where we could sell our wares on the weekends.
So it's a bit like an open-air gallery.
Essentially, that's what we wanted to do.
And you said to me earlier that you were a sculptor. What medium do you work in?
Multi-medium, so installation-based primarily. But, yeah, I went through VCA, so classically trained, bronze, you know, that sort of thing. But, yeah, multimedia artist. And I also paint and draw and do all that sort of stuff as well. So, yeah, so it was basically a facility to be able to sustain our own practice. And 18 years on, it's sustaining, I think we've had over 2,500 artists come through.
That's fantastic. And also you've also moved to Heidi.
Yes.
And now you're going to work with us down here in the Yarra Valley.
Yeah, so we like to collaborate with like-minded people and organisations, and we collaborated with Heidi to try to boost patronage numbers. I think people take for granted that Heidi is out there in Heidelberg and it's got such a good reputation, yet the patronage wasn't there. And so we were brought on board to facilitate bringing through more people that generally don't know about the space. I mean, I'm an artist, so I've always known about, you know, the Sweeneys and what they did out there in Heidelberg. But the general public, I mean, my parents live only a kilometre away. They didn't even know about Heidi. And so I think it was about bridging that gap between people that necessarily didn't know about Heidi and also the makers, bringing them down there. And it's worked really well. There's been a really good cohesive collaboration. And now they've got more patronage. They've got more money to be able to put on better shows. And that's what we want to do.
Because, well, essentially, it's part of a fundraising effort as well for these organisations, these not-for-profit organisations, which is fantastic. Yeah. So, I don't know, I'm curious about, you know, you said you came across Rose Street. What were you doing, just wandering around looking?
Well, look, I didn't come across Rose Street. I was studying in America. I got a grant and then went from New York to London and to Berlin. And I was looking at various projects that were happening on the ground in those cities, very similar to what we do. And then I was lucky enough to come back to Melbourne, and my parents had an abandoned space. Well, my father used to run a business out of their junkyard, and he was well and truly retired but couldn't actually rent it because it was just an abandoned space. So the deal was struck that I'd clean it up and try to facilitate something there, a creative project. Everyone thought we were crazy at the time. And we did. We managed to clean it. Look, the first 2 years were really hard. You know, I won't lie to you. I think the second year we were going to pull stumps. But and then it just took off. Like, I think people really, they understood the project. The community got behind it. Artists got behind it. More people started going, well, I might be able to sell my artwork there on the weekend. And so it's just grown from there. The Age really got behind it for years as well, Broadsheet and various other media outlets. So, look, it's been a really amazing project in regards to we don't get we don't get money from the government. We're self-run, so the money just goes back into the arts community, and it's pretty amazing that it continues, and it has been continuing for this long.
Oh, it's a great new initiative for Yarva to connect up with you. You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is the Art Journal Show. My name is Cora Zon, and in the studio, my very special guests are Adam Ferranti and Andrew Chu. And we're talking about a new venture that Yarva has connected with, built a relationship with, the Makers Market, the Rose Street Market. And it's about building community and sustainability for artists. Tell us a bit more about the building community aspect, Andrew.
I guess for us, the Yarva and Yarra Valley Arts, it's the backbone of the organisation and the project is the community. Without the community, it wouldn't exist. And so what we've done and what we've accomplished in the space of 6 months in terms of the gallery is given it a home. And so people can come there and hang out and talk and feel inspired by other people And it's given them a home to be able to come and do that. You know, apart from the gallery and our exhibitions, it's about our education program, our workshops, our outreach like this with the markets. And it's all these little activations that are, I think, inspiring and helping the community connect and using art or creativity to do that. So, yeah, it's been a really amazing journey for the last 6 months. I mean, Yarra Valley Arts has been running for 30 years, so the community was pretty strong to start off with. And people get behind project, and this is another one thing to do with Adam, is it's kind of embracing all the creatives around and giving them an opportunity and a platform to showcase their work and come and hang out. And, you know, it's I think it's going to be a bit of a party, you know.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, you forget that grassroots organisations, give emerging artists a platform to be able to showcase their wares to the general public. And without grassroots organisation, you don't end up with the artists showcasing their wares at the NGV and you know, larger galleries like that. So you need grassroots community organisations to build, build on artists that are out there making, to be able to showcase. So I think this is a really great opportunity to get behind Yarra and to make it a prominent space whereby artists know that it's there and can showcase.
Well, it's really like, well, like you said about Yarra being a home where, you know, local artists exhibit alongside invited artists from outside of the Yarra Valley. And in a similar way, this makers market is going to do the same thing. As another space where people can come and gather and showcase their work.
Yeah. And, you know, not only showcasing their work, but actually making it profitable for them too. Giving them an opportunity to sell and make some money and be able to keep their art practice, you know, ongoing. You know, I think you often forget about, you know, it's so important. You hear a lot of people who are artists and, you know, that they're not full-time artists because they can't afford to. And so this platform and the market, it really does give a solid foundation for people to go out and generate money for themselves and become self-sustainable.
Well, there's something too about the community aspect, because one artist alone in one studio, it's and you have to be famous, really, in order to be sustainable. Or most people are working on their own at their craft or their art. And but if you bring them together, it kind of like expands. It's like, I suppose, like a...
Like any happening, really. You look at happenings around the world, you know, data happening, the pop art happenings. It's about, you know, like-minded people coming together. It's about the dialogue as well. You got to create dialogue for artists, and that's where the interaction between dialogue and so forth creates a larger scope of ideas.
Yeah, I was going to say, give us a bit more detail about what do you mean by the dialogue.
Well, I think, you know, the dialogue and conversation you have, look, you know, galleries are a great meeting spot for artists to come together. You know, it's not always about just going there and showcasing, you know, what you're doing, but it's also about artists coming together, a space where people come together and create dialogue and have dialogue about what's happening, their art, what they're doing, other artists that they know of, you know. And I think these spaces are great spaces to create that dialogue and to keep diversifying their practice.
I think, yeah, Yarra does that. Yarra is offering that space, definitely. Mm. And I think another aspect about the makers market is that there are people who are a little bit intimidated to walk into a gallery.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I used to hate walking into galleries. I still do. I walked into Anna Schwartz's gallery once and...
It's scary.
And yeah, I think I was wearing, you know, my sculptors. I was still at art school, so I had probably plaster dust all over me. And I remember her telling me that, well, in not too many words, that I wasn't really welcome in the gallery. And that's the sort of thing that I really wanted to get away from when creating Rose Street. I really wanted to get away from that white-walled, not to say, you know, white walls aren't good, but to get away from that fact that you feel intimidated. You feel intimidated looking at art. You feel intimidated looking at high art. And that shouldn't be a place like that. It should be a place whereby you feel comfortable walking into and just browsing on your own.
I feel like it should almost be like walking into nature.
Yes.
It should be as easy as that.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, and that's, you know, that's what we're trying to create in beautiful spaces and beautiful places. I mean, Heidi's a great example of having a beautiful space to showcase. I mean, Heidi in general is an amazing space. But that's what we're going to try to replicate or to create in the Yarra Valley. I mean, Yarra Valley is such a beautiful space in its own right. But it's, you know, it's housing, it's going to house lots of artists and lots of discussion, and that's what we're trying to do.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is the Art Journal Show. And my special guests are Adam Ferranti and Andrew Chu. We're talking about a collaboration, a new relationship between Yarva, a not-for-profit organisation, and also the Rose Street Market, who are coming in to collaborate to raise funds for Yarva by creating a maker's market in the Yarra Valley. Now, one of the things that's so important about this is it's just the aspect of making art accessible to everybody. We were talking off air, Adam and I, about when we were young and how living in the suburbs of Melbourne, you know, it was really kind of a cultural desert, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, it was a backwater really. I didn't know anything about art. I think the only thing I did know about art was through my parents' Encyclopedia Britannica's selection and looking up the letter L, and Leonardo da Vinci came up or something like that. But there was nothing back then, you know, early 70s. You lived in deep suburbia and, you know, I didn't even know about jazz or things like that. And my friends and neighbours didn't know anything about art. So I think it was a bit of a desert. It was a cultural desert. And that's what great things about Yarra is trying to do. I mean, although nowadays you do have the internet and so forth, so kids do have, they're a lot more accessible to what's happening around the world.
Yeah, sure, but I mean, in a similar way, like when I was younger, I saw art in books, the yes. same in the encyclopedia yeah. or in some art yeah. books, but seeing art, being in front of a painting or, you know, seeing ceramics in front of you, it's very different experience. And,
Yeah, I think what we've done at Yarra in terms of programming is make it accessible. And you can make it accessible by the types of exhibitions you put on. And you can change the demographics from one show to the next. And so, you know, we can attract kids or older people or, you know, inspire some kids coming out of school. So we've got the power to do that. And everything you're talking about today, everything that like is our ethos in terms of Yarra, aligns so well with what we're trying to accomplish with this makers market. It's just a good fit. It aligns so well in terms of trying to reach the same goals. This is just the next step further to hit a large number of people to make it really accessible for them. You know,
I suppose if Yarra has more funds to facilitate bringing bigger and bigger artists out to the community, then a lot of younger artists have that accessibility to artists that they probably wouldn't necessarily see, you know. And this is what this is about, you know. It's about giving the youth the space to come to and view great.
Well, the whole community, art. Really.
You yeah, know, for sure.
All ages.
All ages.
But it's great for youth, yeah. particularly. But yeah, but, yes. but for all, for even children, you know, everybody, all ages.
Yeah.
What I was thinking about too was that it's not just about bringing the artists out, it's also about just sustaining that space because, you know, there is a funding, philanthropic funding for the space, but part of the journey for Yarra is also to become more sustainable. And in order to do that, you know, you need to start to set up some kind of way to fund it. And this is like one of those opportunities.
This is for us to have aligned with Rose Street Markets and Heidi Markets within the first 6 months of this project is a big, big, you know.
Boost well, for you know, us. And the other thing is artists aren't, you know, historically business savvy, you know. There's been countless artists, whether they're musicians or whatnot, that have been railroaded by big business or by business, you know. And, and don't perceive themselves as being business people, you know. And I think nowadays you need to be business savvy as well to be sustainable. And that's what Yava's doing there. They need to be business savvy in that regard and to keep facilitating the space and projects.
I wonder if there could be some kind of arts business kind of seminars or workshops that could be done in the
We've got a whole bunch of personal development workshops which look at areas of business and improving different skills, which will be running next year. And giving people the tools to be able to go away and run a small business, or you know, there's so many things. Everything's changing, social media, all that kind of stuff, the way you market yourself and your product. So we've got a whole workshop campaign running for next year, which is about that personal development stuff for artists or for creative people who run businesses. So. Yeah.
Well, you definitely need it. I mean, before I started Roadshooter, obviously I was unemployed for a long period of time.
Unemployed artists.
Unemployed, like many. but then I, being a long-term unemployed back, I think in the late 80s, early 90s, there was Nice started, and I was one of the very first Nice artists that went through that. And I knew nothing about accounting, nothing about tax, nothing about any of that. And that really opened my eyes to what the possibilities were, or, you know, just understanding how it works, because I was terrible with money. So I think it's really important that artists understand the finances and how to market themselves and how to, you know, how taxes work and so forth. You know, I mean, I know it's really, that's not...
You need to. I mean, I mean, I'm kind of interested in how you were able to make that leap, because, artists tend to have a very different way of thinking and doing that kind of bigger work.
As an artist, you don't really want to be thinking about that stuff. You know, you want to be making. But unfortunately nowadays, to be viable, you need to be thinking about how that works as a business.
So give us a few tips, since you're an artist and also can do this kind of thing. How do you think, you know, how do you click into that mindset? I mean, do you have techniques that you can offer up to artists who are shying away from that?
Yeah, look, I mean, there's plenty of TAFE courses now for artists to look at art businesses. But I sort of, what I did, I mean, obviously as an artist you align yourselves with other creatives, but I started to align myself with, you know, people that were more like-minded in regards to finance and accounting, people in marketing. My brother came on board on the third year of Roadshooter, and he had a business degree, and he was in advertising. So that was a real leap of faith for us, because I knew nothing about that. And that was one of the big things about Roadshooter, how it was launched onto the mainstream, was that he had that background. And he's taught me a lot in that regard. But yeah, it's being around those sort of people that you learn from as well. And that's sort of how I got my head around understanding business a lot more and how to drive what we do. And also, facilitating artists as well and teaching them.
Where you learn what you teach, don't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, it takes a long time. It takes a long time to learn that sort of stuff. But being around people that can teach you is really important. And that's why it's great having Yava, who have workshops in regards to...
Well, they're coming up, aren't they?
Art, finance and so forth.
So, Andrew, you're pretty savvy when it comes to...
When it comes to money?
Yeah. When it comes to money. Well, to assist with that kind of side of things. How did you learn it? Because you're creative too. And
yeah, I guess running small business, not easy. You make a lot of mistakes and you learn along the way, and a couple of failures.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, you just take it all on board. And on the flip side of that though, there was a period there, because I had the gallery for 10 years, and there was a period where I was
doing... Mention what the gallery was?
The gallery is called No Vacancy Gallery in the city, and we had two, one at QV and the other was at Fed Square. But there was a period there where I felt like I was doing too much of the business side of things, and it kind of if kind of pushed out a lot of the creativity. So I think it's really important to have that balance, because...
So you were curator as well as...
Yeah, gallery director. End. Yeah, yeah. But a lot of that stuff over time, I ended up handing over the reins in terms of doing exhibition content and programming over to a gallery manager, and I was left doing all the business side of things.
God.
Yeah,
which how boring.
It was boring. Yeah, I felt I was doing that 9-to-5 job, which I always didn't want to have.
Yeah.
You know, doing BAS and I know. It was like
see, I was lucky. I passed the reins on very early on because I was
payroll, at it, so. All that stuff is just so superannuation. My God, you know, it's just it was, and so it killed a lot of that creative passion, or just time to be able to do it because I was doing so much of the other stuff. So I think it's always important to have a balance with that. You know, well, you might have the skills. I don't necessarily know if it's. At least you have the knowledge. I don't know if it's... I would have it take all my time doing it.
So just finding a balance is your tip. Find a balance between the two. And you've found your balance, haven't you, Adam?
Yeah, well, I mean, I look at business almost like an art medium in itself, you know.
Explain further. Make it exciting, please.
I look at... I'm really excited by projects. You know, I'm really excited by commercial projects as well. I mean, we're about to launch an artist's pop-up shop in Burwood Brickworks in Burwood, which is going to be the world's first sustainable retail precinct. And so we're bringing together all our artists and we're going to open basically a retail store, a concept store. So I really get excited about projects like that. I really get excited about the installation-based ideas about how it looks and feels and the way we market ourselves and how artist products are displayed. The nuts and bolts, well, probably I'm not the best at that, so I leave that to the other guys in the office to work out how that really works. But I get excited about the projects in regards to the creative project.
So it's almost like a type of sculpture.
I find it like installation art. I mean, it's really weird I say that.
No, I don't think so. I think it's probably...
Creating beautiful spaces for people to walk into. I think that's really important. And creating really dynamic spaces that really launches people in a different perspective about how a space can be read.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about how you've seen this space,
the Brickworks space?
Yeah. So how did you come upon it and how have you seen it so that you're going to create this installation?
How it happened was Rose Street was invited by the South Korean government to showcase Australian wares to Asia. It was basically the world's biggest makers fair. So we represented Australia in the international fair. And the project itself, we had to put together an entire installation, but we didn't have the funds to do that. So what we did, we created a cardboard. the other thing is that we wanted to create an environmentally sustainable showcase as well. So we just basically created an entire exhibit based on cardboard boxes. We sent a whole lot of cardboard boxes. Oh, actually, no, we got cardboard boxes over there and created this amazing space that was made out of cardboard. And so at the end of it, we flattened the whole thing and it went back into, it was recycled again. So it was a nice sort of sustainable world. So this project here, we're going to do the same thing because it's a retail precinct that's going to be 100% sustainable. We are creating a 100% sustainable shop, so it's going to be created from old pallets that people don't use anymore, wooden pallets and cardboard and other materials like that. So I like to think that we can create spaces whereby we don't have to, you know, churn up more materials in the world and things like that. But
did you hear about some of the projects that were happening over in New Zealand after the earthquake and how they were just making use of whatever was around as well?
No, but it sounds intriguing.
Oh, okay. Because it's got a similar sort of feel, what you're talking about.
Yep.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1. We're in the studio here with Andrew Ferranti and Andrew Chu. We're talking about this great new collaboration between Rose Street Market and Yarra, supporting Yarra, the not-for-profit organisation which supports artists. Now, so when is the first one of these makers' markets, and where is it, and what time?
Yeah, well, it's at Punt Road Wines in Coldstream, and the first one's on next Saturday, 7th of December, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then we have, I think, goes till 16th of May, so the third Saturday of the month thereafter, so once
got,
a month.
You've got a series of them. The first one is happening on the 7th of December.
I think we've got six markets over the course of summer. And the third Saturday of the month after of the 7th of December.
And so, who's going to be in it? How many people?
We have 80 storeholders. We could go a lot bigger, but we thought we'd keep it really concise initially. And there's over 80% of those storeholders are from the Yarra Valley district, which we're really excited about.
So, Andrew, how many people from the Yarra Valley Arts organisation are part of it? Because there's quite a number of artists.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think there's members. Only a handful for this first one, but I think we're hoping to get more Yarra Valley Arts members signing up to get a stall. So it'd be nice to have more representation from our artists, but there's a handful in the first one. But it's nice to see the pool get bigger in terms of see other people come out of the woodwork in the area and come and want to be a part of this project. It's good. It doesn't necessarily have to be our members. Just the fact that it's a creative project and it's inspiring and bringing people together in the area, I think it's a big goal for us. So,
and it's a beautiful setting. I mean, you can't get a more beautiful setting than Punt Road out there. And there'll be food there as well. We got live music by local musicians and coffee and all the rest that you get at these markets. but the main thing is there's going to be lots of great art and design and craft. So, people should get on down there and hopefully the weather is good.
Yes, hopefully the weather is good.
Yeah. So it's Punt Road Wines. It's number... What is it? Number 10 St. Hubert's Road, Coldstream. There is parking available as well on site. So come on down, bring the kids, bring your parents.
Have a great day out and support local artists.
Yeah. Come on down.
You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1. I've got Adam Ferranti and Andrew Chu in the studio from Yarra. Andrew, Yarra is a not-for-profit organisation that people can make donations to as well.
Yeah, so obviously we're trying to sell artwork and all the proceeds go back to the artists and some of the money comes back to Yarra. But yeah, people can donate to Yarra and help us continue what we're doing.
Help artists?
Yeah, help them, give them a home. So,
So once again, and a website address for Yarra?
It's yava.org.au.
And you'll see information about this market on the website?
Yep, it's all up there and all our future exhibitions. So,
well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It was wonderful, an exciting new collaboration. Well done.
And not to mention also that Yarra does have a stall on the day that you can come and say hi as well.
Come and meet Andrew.
Come and meet Andrew. He's doing face painting.
Face painting. I'll be there.
No, he's not doing face painting.
Thank you.
Thank you.